Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ton Report. I'm your host, Han Trung. And this week on the podcast...
Siding on the sides, washing in the rear.
We're doing Christmas in true New Orleans style.
Santa and his reindeer used to live right here. Here's a Christmas story that you probably didn't know. Like most Christmas stories happened long time ago. In a renovated double near Broad and St. Bernard lived a fat little hippie with some livestock in his yard. There was elves.
If you recognize that song, then chances are you were raised in and around New Orleans, lived here for quite some time, or maybe spent a Christmas or two in this neck of the woods. Because if you've heard the music of Benny Grunch and the Bunch, then you know their biggest hits are all about New Orleans, its culture, and Christmas. It doesn't get more local than this.
Here we go. We're ready?
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my mama gave to me a crawfish they caught in Araby.
In the Christmas Picayune, I seen it there in Section E. To Jack's recipe.
For the crawfish they caught in Araby.
That's probably the band's most popular song. It's called The 12 Yats of Christmas. If you don't know what a yat is, we'll get to that a bit later. But this song really captures what Benny Grunch and the Bunch are all about. The hooks are catchy, the lyrics comedic, and they paint these pictures of New Orleans that make locals nostalgic while laughing out loud.
On the 5th day of Christmas, we stopped at A&G for fried onion rings.
The 12 Yats of Christmas is a wildly entertaining spoof of the holiday classic, The 12 Days of Christmas. It was written by Benny Grunch.
Everybody calls me Benny, and know my name is Benjamin. But when you're Benjamin and you go to high school in New Orleans, you're automatically Benny the first day.
Many of us here in New Orleans came to know of Benny Grunch through a series of music videos that aired every year around Christmas time on WWL-TV. They were introduced by a man, the late Frank Davis, who had his own franchise at the station called Naturally Nolans. Frank had a gift. He could talk to anyone on the street in the afternoon and come back with a memorable story for the evening news. Benny got to see that magic in person.
We just rode around with Frank and his Chevy Suburban, thinking of a location, me reciting the names, the lyrics to the song, and something that caught Frank's ear. He said, well, let's go over there. And we go to Chalmette. Well, let's go over there. And we go to Ninth Ward. And it was all just out of Frank's head for the locations. But all the lyrics were mine. So I on 12 Yachts of Christmas, I guess officially, that video belongs to Channel 4. But also, the music and the lyrics totally belong to me. So we're at a Mexican standoff right there. But I don't try to do anything about it. And as long as they're playing my stuff, who could ask for anything more?
I was going to say, at that time in the 90s, I mean, TV was it. I mean, if you got on TV, you were doing well.
Well, the hardest thing in the world with music, if you're in the pop music business, is getting a local song played on local radio.
Those videos with Benny Grunch and the Bunch started in the mid-1990s. And Grunch's music continues to sell to this day. It's something he never expected.
No. You know, where I get my CDs pressed is outside of Nashville around Franklin. And they say, I've gotten more mileage out of one song than most country stars get in a lifetime.
Which song is that? Because I know several.
They're talking
songs
about the 12 Yats, because that's what hit them first. And of course, they didn't get it at all, but they figured it was something funny.
So the 12 Yats, you think 12 Yats of Christmas is what you're best known for then?
Well, it's not my most requested tune on a gig, sometimes my most requested tune is Ain't There No More, because it's kind of got a beat, you know, you can dance to it.
Where's the downtown store?
Ain't there no more.
Where's the Schwegman store?
Ain't there no more.
Where's all the stores?
Ain't there no more.
Everybody cried on the live eyewitness news. McKenzie's got closed down because the zinc was all mildewed. Well, they opened up again, but while I was in line, they all closed down. But I heard they're gonna open one more time.
Just hotels, more are on the way. Mr. Bingo quit at the Carlton Ritz because he can't reach the buffet. Krause is gone, so you can't try on no queen size lingerie.
Ain't There No More, and that's Dare with a D, not There with a T, is arguably Benny Grunch's most New Orleans-centric hit because, in my humble opinion, it lays out in song form what native New Orleanians are constantly doing, reminiscing about the old days, the city they grew up in, and what's disappeared since.
Low State Show,
ain't there no more.
Miller Woe,
ain't there no more.
Leonard Crower,
ain't there no more.
Claiborne Tower,
ain't there no more.
Well, Cress is there.
Ahead of Christmas, I visited Benny at his home in New Orleans. It was a few days before Benny Grunch and the Bunch were scheduled for a special performance at the historic St. Louis Cathedral in Jackson Square. Benny was sitting on the couch in his home. He was wearing a white T-shirt. On the front, it said, Ain't There. On the back, No More.
By the way, this Ain't There No More T-shirt has a pitch. Has 705 Ain't There No More's on it. It says Ain't There No More in big letters. And if you add up the big letters inside, those big letters are all the Ain't There No More's that I could think of. So the front and the back is the same, except one says Ain't There and the back says No More, full of these little Ain't There No More's. All of these places are pretty much gone. Now, some of them have come back. I try to put a little red line under the ones that have come back.
That's a lot to keep up with, man.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with, and then sometime I got to get them printed up over again because something else came back or something else is gone.
People still eat that up. Like, it's lasted when everything else, when you say Ain't There No More, uh-huh. Like, Ain't There No More, the song is still there. It's weird.
That's New Orleans, you know? That's just New Orleans. Like, people just say stuff, like my mother would say all the New Orleans stuff. Who knows how long they've been saying, where you at? And they say, well, it was the old musicians. Just asking, where you at, where you playing at, meaning. But I don't know. Who knows where any of that came from?
But you know, Yat has taken on its own persona, its own kind of
I hope
creature.
I have something to do with that. Because nobody was saying it. They all said, where Yat? But nobody called anybody a Yat until I did the 12 Yats of Christmas.
Well, let me ask you, let me put you on the spot. Like, what do you consider a Yat? Like the noun, a Yat? Like,
me.
What is a Yat? You're a Yat.
I'm a Yat. You can tell by the way I talk. I'm a Yat. And, you know, it's a... What do you call it? A patois, an accent? I don't know what. It's not exactly like Brooklyn. It's like Brooklyn with 3 years less high school. That's all I can describe
it. It's like Brooklyn, and then you go down to like the parish and like in Araby, and then you go down to Chalmette, down the road further, and then it just takes on its own kind
of
life.
Nobody says the word the or the. It's all duh. Yeah. And you don't go to a grocery, you go to the store.
Yeah, you make your groceries, you ain't buying groceries.
Nobody says that. That's come back recently.
Really?
Making groceries has only been back about 25 years now.
Well, I got to say, this is the first time I've met you in person. I've worked at Channel 4 when they used to run annually the videos with you. And
hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Frank Davis and the videos of Ain't There No More, the 12 Yats of Christmas, so on and so forth. And I feel like I'm sitting in the presence of a living legend. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, but it's not easy being a living legend. You know, it's not easy being a rock and roll star when you're 78 years old. But I still do it for a living. I had a stroke, not this June, but a year before in June. Why? I have no idea. I don't drink. I've never in my life smoked a cigarette. I've never in my life drank even a cup of coffee. And I've never been in a Walmart. Never. So why did I get a stroke? I have no idea. Just getting up in those years.
What's Walmart got to do with it? I got to ask.
I don't know. I just thought I'd say that because I've never been in a Walmart.
Really?
No.
Is there a reason why you haven't? Like, do you refuse to kind of support Walmart
or go local? No. No morality reasons. I've just never been in a Walmart.
So you said it's not easy being a living legend or...
No.
Playing in a rock band
no.
right now. Like, what makes it tough?
You know what makes it the most tough? And I'm lucky right now. I don't have to do it too much. Loading equipment, setting up, tearing down. And all the while trying to sit on the edge of the stage and sign autographs for CDs.
Even with the physical challenges of playing gigs, Benny told me he feels blessed that his career has always been in music.
Well, I'm very fortunate. I've never done anything else for a living except playing music. Starting in 1959, and then I went through a Southeastern, almost graduated. That's the way I put it, almost graduated. And then next thing you know, I mean within months, I'm on the road with a successful band. I wish I could tell people how to do that. I have no idea. Somebody just saw me and picked it up. So, yeah, who knows how it all happened. I wish I could know how to tell you how to do it, but I have no idea. I've just kept at it. Kept at it. Keep doing what you believe in, just like everybody says. And if it's meant to happen, I guess it'll happen.
How long after you started did Benny Grunch and the Bunch become a thing?
Yes. I was here about 1987, and I was working some local jobs, and some guys were saying, well, let's form a band. You have some notoriety, let's form a band. So a big jump from the Brown Door at Southeastern with Benny Grunch and a Bunch to the middle 80s, and suddenly I have another Benny Grunch and a Bunch. Using my name.
And about that name.
I'll tell you the story quick. I was at Southeastern Louisiana College in Hammond, a student. And I was working there at not a notorious, but a little club that was very famous for that town, the Brown Door. Just a bar, but very popular. All the kids were in there every evening. And I put out some posters on campus, homemade little posters with a Marx a lot that they said different stuff, but one of the posters said Lena, a name I made up, Lena Grunch loves the Dirty Virgins. The name of the band was the Dirty Virgins. So Lena Grunch loves the Dirty Virgins. You will too every Wednesday and Friday at the Brown Door. Well, you can't advertise a place that sells alcohol on a public campus at those days. So the campus police picked me up as I was walking across to the cafeteria or something and brought me to the dean's office. And the dean had all of these little posters he'd torn down all on his desk. So he said, you can't do this. He says, I'm not going to expel you. But you're suspended for 3 days. And, you know, of course, he just fussed at me a whole lot. So, okay, 3 days. And then as I was walking on out the office, my real last name is Anton, A-N-T-I-N. The dean said, oh, one more thing, Anton. And he pointed to one of the posters and said, we're going to find this Grunch woman, Lena Grunch. I put that on a poster. And I thought that was just... I kept myself from laughing then and there. And then went back to school 3 days later and I called it Lena Grunch's Bunch. And by the end of the night, I was Benny Grunch, you know. The drummer, who you know probably, Wade Wright, the drummer with Little Freddie, he started just calling me Benny Grunch right there on the stage.
And it stuck.
And it's, well, that was about 1964. And here it is, 2023, and I'm still Benny Grunch.
But let's go back to Ain't There No More. Like, who came up with that?
Me. Yeah, people ask me all the time, well, who writes your songs? And I don't know if they believe me or not, but when I say, nobody but me, because I don't want any problems. So I don't let anybody write any of my lyrics or music except me. And those of my songs that are like obviously something else, like Santa Put the Hurt on You is obviously a New Orleans song, Put the Hurt on You. But I got permission from all those publishers and all those songwriters to do whatever it is I do with their songs.
So when you came up with Ain't There No More, like it reminds me of like Run DMC in the 1980s with their kind of spin.
You're right.
On Christmas. Like,
yeah.
Was that sort of like an inspiration for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they do that. I can't even think of the name of it, but yeah, they rap that and rock it at the same time.
Yeah.
Very clever. And I guess that was an inspiration for it.
The Beecher
ain't there no more.
Krieger
ain't there no more.
Steins is great.
Ain't there no more.
Rivergate.
Are you amazed that your songs keep spinning and
oh, yeah.
Every year?
Nobody's more amazed than me.
Why? It's so catchy, I gotta say. It's like, I don't, like, if you can say something timeless, like that's timeless.
Hey, if you paid me to write a love song, I would have no idea where to start.
A lot of families in New Orleans and maybe throughout Louisiana, like, see Benny Grunch as part of their Christmas and holiday tradition. Like,
yeah.
How do you process that? Like, how does it feel to kind of know
I don't even think about it.
Yeah?
No, I don't even think about it.
But doesn't that make ahead. You feel good at least?
I just go to the gig. Yeah, oh yeah, it feels great. Having a hit when 12 Yachts first came on, whoever played it, maybe WNOE or WTIX, and then it got on the FM rock stations, whichever one was happening then, they had the top 9 at 9, at 9 o'clock at night. I was number one on the top 9, and I don't even remember what it was. A female vocalist had number 2. I knocked her out at number 1, and that went on for weeks. And I'm sure her and her agency and her record company were saying, what the hell is a Benny Grunch?
So did the TV thing come first, or did the music come first?
The music came first, and I put it on a 45 RPM that was green. You could see through it.
What year was that? What year did you come up with 12 Yachts?
Maybe, let's see. I'd really have to think about it.
Well, can we, let's say what decade?
It was the beginning of, let's see, this is 23. I guess the middle 90s, 95, okay. 97. And it was the 12 Yachts of Christmas. And a B-side.
So how do you get to the television stage, like with Frank Davis then?
I am just my own promoter. I just stumbled across that with Frank because I've sent all the stations and anybody I thought would play my record locally, and I sent Frank one or dropped one off of Frank Davis because he did that Naturally New Orleans thing. And the next thing you know, he's calling me. So can we shoot a video on this? I said, sure, it's all mine. And he said, well, come on.
The 12 Yachts of Christmas and Ain't There No More are the fan favorites. But for me, it's this song.
Time saver, save time, spend a lot of dimes, ready to need a lot of icies in the summertime. Working through the rain, through Betsy's hurricane, wasn't just playing no reindeer game.
From the first time I heard Santa and His Reindeer Used to Live Right Here, I was hooked. Because of its hook.
Porch in the front, yard in the back, still got toys in the attic in a sack, siding on the sides, washer in the rear, Santa and his reindeer used to live right here.
So
I recall I was at Ultrasonic Studios when they were still open, thinking of a chorus for that song. I had all the other parts, and I was just sitting there. Came to me in a second, siding on the porch, and okay, here it is. And I just started sang a verse.
Yeah, it was like porch in
tape,
the front.
Yard in the back, still got toys in the attic. It's like siding on a side, washing the rear. Santa and his reindeer used to live right here.
Pure genius, man.
I don't know.
It's so catchy. Like I remember
that I contemplated for weeks.
The holiday music of Benny Grunch and the Bunch is definitely unconventional. And so are some of the venues they've played. The stroke Benny had limited their number of gigs this past year, though.
I have maybe like 5 jobs in December. I didn't want to take any more. I usually play a couple of supermarkets. And I'd say, well, I'm not going to go back and do that. I usually play a Dorgnacks in the cafe part right next to the checkout. And Robert's uptown on Chapatoulas and Napoleon.
Let's take a pause for a minute. Do you think any other city has people playing in supermarkets? Like you playing in a supermarket?
But I tell you what, when I play in Dorgnacks or Robert's, it is packed.
I bet.
They can barely check out people at the checkout with multiple registers.
Look, there's I can't think of anything more locally New Orleans than you playing at Dorgnacks or Robert.
Oh, I get that all the time. And I don't know how many bands play in supermarkets, but I just went over to Dorgnacks one day about 3 years ago and pitched it to him, and Joey Dorgnack said, yeah, let's try that.
Their gig a few weeks ago was not by the store checkout, but by the altar, a St. Louis cathedral in the heart of the French Quarter. As the crowd was waiting for the concert to start, I met Geraldine Brophy, sitting in a pew with her family. She's from New Orleans. So when did you first start listening to Benny Grunch and the Bunch?
Oh, God, long time ago, long time ago. And I had an older brother who loved him, and that was another way that I found out about it. Like, I remember several years back, he was at a Rouse's, and my brother went to the Rouse's. He had to make it to the Rouse's to see him. It, like, brings back a lot of memories of your childhood and living in New Orleans.
So what's your favorite Benny Grunch and the Bunch song?
12 Yachts of Christmas.
That's everybody's. Like, if anybody's listening to this outside of New Orleans, if you could describe, like, who Benny Grunch and the Bunch is and what it means to New Orleans, what would you tell them?
Well, we just tried doing that for a guy outside.
How'd that work out?
I don't know that he really got what we were saying. I said it's a local thing about New Orleans, things, a lot of things that aren't here anymore, and it's just something that you should see. You got to see it at least one time. But I don't think he really got what it was.
A few rows back, I met a couple who had no idea what Benny Grunch and the Bunch were about.
I got drugged here by friends. I'm assuming they're friends because I haven't been through it yet.
Yeah.
We are.
So, ask us again when this is over.
So let me ask you, what are you expecting? Do you know what you're expecting?
Well, given the friends we keep, it could be punishing or it could be entertaining. It's sort of like cereal.
People from Tennessee, you
crunchy.
Have to worry about that.
It's crunchy,
yeah. Benny Grunch and the Crunch.
Yeah, Captain Crunch, Benny Crunch, whatever, you know.
The friend who brought them to the concert is Ott Howell. He lives in the Quarter and has been listening to Benny Grunch's songs for decades.
I loved all of them. I mean, the 12 Yachts of Christmas is so good, you know. And I've never heard a song that I didn't like that they sang. But the 12 Yachts, I think, is probably my favorite.
You're not alone.
He saw them perform before, but not in a place like St. Louis Cathedral.
We're in the heart of Jackson Square at the St. Louis Cathedral. It's just a beautiful building, and it's kind of hard to think of them at the cathedral, but then it's not really, because it's a really great show.
Moments later, the concert was underway, and the band kicked off things with what everyone came to hear.
Give a warm welcome to Benny Grunch.
Got the CYO card to get in here.
on the first day of Christmas, my mama gave to me a crawfish they caught.
Playing in that setting was a full circle moment for Benny.
How does that feel to like play St. Louis Cathedral?
Well, I graduated from high school at St. Louis Cathedral. So I'm going back after 60 years. I'm back.
Of course, you don't have to see Benny Grunch and the Bunch to listen to their music. They're on YouTube, on music apps, and if you want to stick to their old school New Orleans vibe, you can always pick up a CD of their Christmas hits. The most recent cover to their CD calls attention to what Benny says is the biggest problem in New Orleans.
If we don't do something about the crime, this is all going to be over with. We're going to be like riding through downtown Cleveland, something like that. It's going to be all gone. I don't know how to tell you how to stop the crime, but that's the major thing on my mind. I don't even try to stay out after dark anymore. I have a nice car and I don't want to be captured in it. And if you notice the cover of this CD, the new one, you know, whenever they show an event on the news,
the wind
has been broken in. So if you notice Santa's sleigh on the driver's window has been broken in, the glass is on the ground, you can see that his sack has been opened. And the left rear skid on the sleigh
is on cinder blocks.
So I'm trying to tell you in a humorous way, New Orleans, we got to do something about it. Look, even Santa's sleigh's got broke into.
That says something, boy.
Oh, and then the city, to take care of it, look what they did. They put a parking ticket on it. That's like reality, huh? And that's what they do. Your car breaks down somewhere, gets in a wreck, whatever reason. What they're going to do next? They're not going to come solve it. They're going to give you a parking ticket.
Well, I guess quoting the late Frank Davis, then, that's naturally knowledge.
You ain't kidding.
In New Orleans, I'm Todd Trung for WWL Radio.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.